The third thing we're going to talk about is delegation and communication. How many of you could be a better delegator? Okay, I'm going to share this story with you. We went to the team summit with my team in August, and we're sitting in the airport, and two of us are in chairs, and two of us are in the floor, and we're facing each other, and it's my three RP1s and myself. And I said, what did y'all learn today? Let's write it down. Well, the number one thing we're going to take home and work on. So we all four wrote something down. We all four wrote the same thing. And you know what it was? I didn't communicate very well. I did not delegate how I wanted things done, what time. So they're like, you give us a task, and then you leave. And then you come back and you go, where's the listening packet? I'm late for the appointment. Does this sound familiar, Julie? And they're like, well, you didn't tell us that was a priority, so that's way down the list. So now when I go into my team meetings, I say, I need a listening packet by 11 o'clock, the appointment's at 2. And all of us wrote the same thing, but we all wrote it differently. But the end result was I didn't delegate very well. So guys, you got to be clear, firm, and direct with your delegation. So you just can't come in and say, I need you to do X and Y. What is X and Y, and when do you need it, and why do you need it, and how fast do I need to get it, and what needs to go in the packet, right? So you got to be clear, firm, and direct with your delegation. The last thing, callback times on your voicemail. How many of you use callback times on your voicemail? Okay. I will confess to you that I gave up the callback because now I say, don't leave a message here, call my team for a faster response, call my team. But if you don't have a team, you have to have callback times on your voicemail. Guys, if you're in the car with a buyer for the next 3 hours or 4 hours and somebody thinks they have an emergency, although we all know there's no emergencies in real estate, but they think they're having an emergency and an hour goes by and you don't call them back, and another hour goes by and you don't call them back because you're with your buyer client showing houses, and by the time you get them back to them, they are ticked off. They are flaming. They don't forget it. And it's always your fault, no matter what the problem is, because you didn't respond fast enough. I have my phone set up so nobody can bypass my message. Do you guys have that? Because I used to come to the summit, and I would change my voicemail. It says, I'm out of town. Don't leave a message here. Call my team. And then I get in my room at 9, and I have 20 messages. Nobody listened to the message because they could bypass the message. You can change that on your phone, on an iPhone, to nobody can bypass your message. I don't know. I just know there's a way to do it. I'm not the IT person on this team, let me just tell you. But there is a way that you cannot bypass it. When you go into your voicemail settings, you can set it up. And yet they can't bypass it. So if it says, do not leave a message here, I'm out of town, they can't click past that. They're going to hear that you're out of town. So nobody's going to be mad. So set your voicemail with callback time so they can know when to expect your call back. Okay? Yes, Tom.
I was always being interrupted by calls coming in when I was on the phone with a client trying to do my sales, and it was distracting. And I called the phone company, and I had them turn off the call waiting on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I instruct all of my clients, if you call me and it rolls straight to my voicemail, leave a message and I'll call you back. It means I'm on the phone with someone else.
Right.
And it just allowed me to focus more on the call that I was on.
Okay, so I learned this technique from Dayton. Everybody raise your right hand. Put your pointer finger in there. Now turn it. Look at around the room. Everybody just did what I told them to do. If you tell your clients to leave a message, they'll leave a message. If you tell your clients to call your office, they'll call the office. They're looking for direction. We don't give it to them. We just say, leave a message. And then they don't know when they're going to call you back. So that's where a lot of our frustration. So when you say clients that don't, we don't live up to their expectation or they don't fit in our wheelhouse, it's usually because we didn't educate the client. It's not the client's fault. Sometimes we need to put a mirror up on our computer screen and look right in it, because usually a lot of times the problem is us. Does that make sense? All right, the last technique I'm going to tell you about time management is organization. Guys, I cannot tell you how many of my students are so disorganized. Oh, it drives me crazy. I'll never forget, Reed and I went to an office visit one time. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Rick. Rick came to Nashville. I took him to an office visit. And literally, he opened the door and was slinging stuff out in the hallway. We organized the guy's office, so help me, I'm not telling a story. His signs were flying, his books were flying, files that were piled in the floor, and from that day forward, that guy has blown up. He needed somebody to come in there and say, live with some organization versus some organized chaos, because all of you in here that have that organization chaos, you think I can manage it, you don't do a really good job at it. And it doesn't just happen at the office, it happens at home. So ladies, we go and we kick our shoes underneath all the clothes, and then we need to find a shoe, and we're in the bottom of the closet running 15 minutes late trying to find those shoes. I used to be that person. Now I have little shoe boxes. It's all labeled. It's amazing. I used to take me an hour and a half to get ready, and I can get ready in 40 minutes because I'm organized. You know, jewelry's hanging where it's supposed to be instead of flung all in the drawer. I mean, it's the little things, but it's the same thing in your office. If you've got files sitting everywhere and just crap, get rid of it. I had a whole three people on one call, made them take 4 hours and organize their offices in the last 2 weeks. They're like, I can't find this. I don't know where that is. I've lost my P&L. I'm like, stop. So take a picture of your office and then look at the picture and go, oh, Lord. So organization goes a long way. Look at your car. The thing that cracks me up is we want our clients to be organized and have all their papers, get your tax returns in, do this, do that. And then we go to pick them up to go show houses, and our car looks like a junkyard. We got bags of fast food. We got books. We got our beast in there. We got bags. We got our gym bags. It's like, drives me crazy. So, guys, you got to have some organization in your life. It will save you time.